So good evening. Just to continue a little bit along the halachos of Purim. So in Simen Tafresh Tzadik Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the mitzvah of matanos le'evyonim, gifts to the poor on Purim. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayiv kol adam litein lefacho shtei matanos l'shnei aniyim. Person is obligated on Purim to give a minimum of two gifts to two poor people. Two gifts to two poor people. So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says, first of all, he comments, Rashi litein ma'achal o ma'os. So the custom is to give food or to give money. Now what the Mishnah Berurah is really aiming at over here is that the goal of Matanos L'Avyonim is to give to the poor individual something that he or she can use on Purim itself. So let's say, for example, this would be as opposed to a check. So one should try, if one is actually delivering Matanos L'Avyonim on Purim itself, to actually give cash, or for that matter, to give food, which could be used on Purim. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. And he says, V'lo matzal siv ka'is, kama yihi yashir matanos. He quotes over, again, already from the Prima Gadim, how much do you have to give? If you notice, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch does not give an amount. The Shulchan Aruch just says you're obligated to give two gifts to two poor people, which is strange in halacha, because halacha is all about shiurim. Halacha is all about specific amounts. Yet the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not clear exactly how much you have to give. And then he says something quite interesting. He quotes the Ritva, who says, afilu shtei prutos, deshaver pruta chashir matano, avalo befachos. So he says, at a minimum, you have to give a pruta. So for our purposes, we call that a dollar. You'd have to give at least a dollar to each ani. One, so you'd have to give a minimum of $2. $1 to two poor people, $1 per poor person, two poor people. As again, in halacha, a pruta is a minimum amount that is considered to be something halachically substantive. Less than a pruta is halachically insignificant. So fascinating. So according to Mishnah Berurah, one could discharge the mitzvah matanos l'avyonim just simply by giving $1 each to two poor people. The more contemporary posts can bring down that one should try to give an amount with which the poor person would be able to purchase something of substance, ultimately for Purim. So again, even that is an undefined amount. Some of the posts can bring down $18 is a nice round Jewish number. That's not a round Jewish number, but a good Jewish number. So $18 to two anim, a minimum of $36. But even that is an imprecise idea. One just has to give something of halachic significance. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and he says that when looking at all the different money that we spend on Purim, between Matanos L'Avyonim, Mishloach Manos, and the Seuda, the Mishnah Berurah says that if possible to allocate the bulk of one's Purim resources to the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos certainly is halachically preferable. To allocate the bulk of one's funds to Matanos L'Avyonim, gifts to the poor, certainly is halachically preferable.